Good evening. This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board. The time is 8:46 p.m. It is July 2nd, 2020. My name is Alex Steinberg. I'm the chair of the PNB, and I'm convening this meeting. Madam Secretary, could you please call the roll?
Yes. Grace Tarrant, KPFK is here. Robin Collier, KCEI affiliate.
Present.
Good. Chris Corey, KPFA listener.
Here.
Good. Vanessa Dixon Briggs, WPFW listener. Jen Foley, KFD listener.
Here.
Good. Ann Goodman, KFK listener.
Here.
Good. Gray, WRFG affiliate. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA staff.
Here.
Good. Holly James, KPFT staff.
Here.
Good. Dwayne Lark, KPFG listener.
Present.
Good. Ron Pinchback, WPFW staff.
Here.
Good. Ralph Pointer, WBA listener.
Here.
Good. Jeff Rowland, KPFG listener. Lawrence Reyes, KPFK listener.
Present.
Good. Sean Rhodes, WBAI staff.
Here.
Good. Eileen Rosen, WPFW listener.
Here. And Grace, your audio is degrading.
Okay. Okay. I haven't finished anything, but I'll try to. Should I be louder or?
No, it's, I don't know how to describe it. Somebody else maybe?
It's
this is Paulina.
Tom has no problem with Grace's audio.
Okay. All right. Let me continue. James Sagerton, WBAI listener.
Here.
Good. Nancy Sorden, WPF Tony listener.
I'm here, and yes, Grace's audio is sorted for me.
Okay, I'll try to put that set.
Try adjusting your output.
Is that better?
On Zoom. You can adjust your output volume on Zoom.
Is that again? I put earphones. Can you at all?
It sounds okay to me.
Okay.
It's mediocre in compared to a lot of other people.
Okay.
Grace, I have a suggestion. Why don't you turn off your video? The video requires a lot of bandwidth, and that's what's taking up feed is interrupted because it's too much for your bandwidth for your internet. So just turn off your video and you'll be fine.
Okay, is that better? I turned off
yes.
My video.
Yes, much better.
Better, yeah.
Okay, good. Very good. Alex Steinberg?
Present.
Yeah, good. Aki Tanaka, KPFA listener?
Here.
Good. Paulina Vasiliev, KPFK staff.
Present.
Good. Tom Voorhees, KPFA listener.
Here.
Good. All right, let me go back. Vanessa Dixon Briggs, WPFW listener, are you here? Sandra Rowland, KPFT listener.
I'm here. This is Sandra.
Good. And one more. Heather Gray, WRFG affiliate. Are you here? All right. Oh, we had two people missing. Vanessa.
Did you call Dwayne DeLark?
Yes, I called Dwayne Lark. He's present. We have two people missing, Vanessa Dixon-Briggs and Heather Gray. So if anyone wants to call them. Mr. Chair, we have a quorum. 20 members present.
Okay. Thank you, Grace. Okay. Do we have any excused absences?
Not that I noticed.
Okay. Well, then we will go on then. Do we have any volunteers who wish to be timekeepers either for the topics or people? Speak up if you want to volunteer to be a timekeeper.
Okay, I'll do it, Lawrence.
You'll do it for topics, Lawrence?
Yes, topics.
Okay, thank you. Anybody want to do it for people? Standard 90 seconds. Give a 10-second warning.
This is James. I'll do people, but I was trying to call Heather and Vanessa, so if somebody else could do that, I'll start timing.
Well, we're not going to start debating for a couple more minutes yet, so you have a little time.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you, James. Then let's go on then. The next item is agenda approval, and let me read the main items on agenda approval. Item number 2 is agenda approval. That's a 5-minute item. Item number 3 is a minutes approval. That's a 3-minute item. Item number 4, there's two motions of mine that have been languishing for the last few weeks. One is a motion on a special rule limiting agenda approval to 20 minutes. And the second is a motion on the formation of a task force to produce the next Pacifica Town Hall. Let's see, there's no time on that last one. Okay. That's followed by committee reports. And I guess the committee reports seem to be in alphabetical order according to the name of the committee. Each of them is allotted 5 minutes. Then there's a motion on, posting, LSB responsibility for posting and recording all LSB and LSB committee meetings. I don't see a time on that one. And then there's the IED report. And that's basically it. Okay, do we have a motion to approve the draft agenda?
Jan Goodman.
Okay, do we have a second for that motion? Can I have a second?
Robin Wilkins.
Okay, Jan and Robin. And okay, so are there any amendments or objections to the draft agenda?
Jan Goodman.
Jan,
I think that there is a motion by Chris Corey, and I would like to move it to, I would like to move that motion to after minutes approval.
What motion is that?
Chris, would you like to speak to it?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I couldn't remember if I turned my mute off.
It's not in the draft agenda?
No. I was still working on it right up until just before the meeting.
Okay. Could you please mail it to the
I'll email it right now, but I want to read it first before I send it out just so I have it in front of me. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, this is a motion to remove and replace the chair and secretary of the PNB. I'll read the motion. Whereas the chair and secretary of Pacifica have an obligation to coordinate board activities and entertain all points of view without favor. And whereas there have been continuous accusations that the chair and secretary have failed to breach board divisions, even going so far as to state that they are unwilling to speak to certain members of this board. And whereas the perspectives of the board minorities are rarely entertained and never given serious consideration by the current chair and secretary, and whereas the basic trust of all directors is needed for a proper board function, and whereas the officers of Pacifica have failed to win the trust of the directors of Pacifica, be it resolved that the chair and secretary of Pacifica be heretofore removed and replaced by Lawrence Reyes, chair, and Darlene Pagano, secretary.
Jan Goodman, second.
That's a second.
Jan Goodman, second.
Okay. Is there any discussion about moving this motion onto the agenda?
And to move it to after minutes approval.
To move it after minutes approval.
Yes.
Okay. Who wants to speak on this?
Chris?
Am I still, am I muted?
No, we can hear
you. Okay, sorry. Sorry. Yeah, sure. I've been struggling with this board for a good long time now, and after the last meeting, I had reached the opinion that the differences between the two sides were intractable, and that we needed a change in leadership. And certain members of this board have expressed interest in taking on that leadership. And I would like to afford them the opportunity to do so.
Chair, point of order, this is Lawrence.
Lawrence, what is your point of order?
My point of order is we are not discussing the merits of the motion, just to put the motion on the agenda. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I would like to address moving it up.
The motion is out of order.
I challenge the ruling of the chair.
Let me explain why. You can have a motion to remove a chair and a secretary, but you cannot have a motion to add a new chair and secretary. Chairs and secretaries require a vote of the national board. That's a separate item.
Jan Goodman, I would like to speak to the motion to move put the agenda item where we speak to it, and we're not going to the merits of the motion, and the motion can be.
Yeah, but the motion is on its face out of order.
I challenge the ruling of the chair because I think it can be amended. First, we want to move it to where we can discuss it. So I challenge the ruling of the chair.
Chair, inquiry, Lawrence.
Let me ask Mr. Tatum for his opinion. Mr. Tatum, can we add a motion to the agenda that seems to be out of order on the face of it?
This is John Tatum. Good evening. As Lawrence stated, we're really only discussing to put the motion on the agenda, and we should not go into debate unless it's about putting it on the agenda at all anyway. But to your point, Mr. Chair, whether you can remove and replace all in one motion, I'm going to leave that to the chair to rule whether it is in order or out of order to remove and replace all in one motion.
Let's deal with that when and if that motion gets on the agenda. All right.
Chair, this is Lawrence.
Any further discussion? Who wants to be on the stack? Lawrence? Anybody else?
Jan Goodman.
You've already spoken, Ms. Goodman.
I can be on the stack after everybody else speaks who wants to speak.
Anybody else? Okay. Lawrence, go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to amend the motion.
You can't amend the motion. It's not on the floor yet.
Well, it's been seconded.
No, the placement. We're just talking about the placement at this point, Lawrence.
Just a discussion about putting a motion on the agenda, Lawrence.
Okay. Fine.
May I speak to the placement?
Go ahead.
Since we're talking about the confidence of the board in the chair, it seems appropriate that if this is an issue, that we should put it as high on the agenda as reasonably possible so that this issue can be dealt with immediately and proceed after that. Otherwise, this issue will hang over the whole meeting, and I don't think that would be good for our organization. So that is why I move it.
I'm going to make a comment on this.
Inquiry, Lawrence?
Yeah, I think if you had intended to put this motion on the agenda, you should have notified us in advance. This is, some people would consider it a sneak attack. And whether the motion gets on the agenda or not, or passes or fails, it will diminish the view of the board for many people, because this is not proper behavior. You should have notified us in advance.
Sabrina for the stack.
Lawrence for the parliamentary inquiry.
Sabrina Jacobs for the stack.
Sabrina, okay, go ahead, Sabrina.
Chad,
I don't understand where you're coming. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Sabrina, please. Are you hearing me, Chair? I have a parliamentary inquiry. I'm not muted over here.
It's parliamentary inquiry.
Okay, I'd like to ask the parliamentarian, is it correct that you can amend a motion, that's been seconded and is being discussed to move on the agenda?
May I answer him, Mr. Chair?
Sure.
If the amendment is to change the placement on the agenda, then it is allowable.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you, John.
Okay. Sabrina, go ahead.
I'm not quite understanding where the chair is coming from as far as this being a sneak attack or referring to this particular motion as making the board look bad. This board has been looking bad before I even got to KPFA or to this national board. And as far as this being a sneak attack, I resent that, because every time I've tried to say something on this board for the last 7, 8 months, almost 10 months now, it's been a sneak attack to keep me silent. And it's been done over and over and over again. And I'm not the only person on this board that this has happened to. So I resent the fact and whatever you're trying to say, Chair, it's just completely skewed. And I completely resent it as a director and a representative for KPFA. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Sabrina. Anybody else wants to be on the stack?
This is Grace for the stack.
Yeah, point of personal privilege, Chair. This is Lawrence.
What is your point of personal privilege?
Well, I think the chair was completely inappropriate to characterize and try to poison the well in regards to the way he characterized members of this board. I recall many times when things have come out of the management team, and it has been late and at the last minute. So I think this motion is in order, and I think it should be placed on the agenda as requested.
Okay, I didn't say the motion was out of order. Grace, go ahead.
Okay. The motion is out of order because we cannot vote. We have to vote for a new chair and a new secretary. by email with a teller. So, I mean, if the, if there can be some adjustment in the motion, that, a temporary, that the vice chair chairs the meeting and a pro tem chair is elected a pro tem secretary, but it would be improper to violate the bylaws voting structure, voting, protocol. So the motion, as the chair said, is out of order in that regard. Although it is in order to remove the chair and the vice and the secretary, although I think that more properly there should be two separate motions, but whatever. I guess it could be done with one motion. But that's for the parliament, and that would be something that the parliamentarian could respond to.
Nancy for the stack.
Dwayne Lark to the stack.
Okay, Nancy, then Dwayne.
Chris Coy to the stack.
Yeah, I think that whether or not this motion is in order or out of order does not speak to the placement of this motion on the agenda. I myself would like to hear what this is all about, and so I'm speaking in favor of placing it on the agenda.
Okay, Dwayne?
Yes, to the point. That obviously, the bylaws in section 9, article 9 rather, section 3 and 4 addresses this, if anyone wants to refer to it, section 9, and it's pretty explicit that the board can choose to remove, vote to remove a officer in a special meeting or a regular meeting. So that's, I think everybody's saying the same thing on that. As it relates to the vice chair of any organization, and I'm just not speaking because I'm the vice chair, but I often joke about the vice chair as just a ceremonial position, but that's not true. The reason you have a vice chair is that in the event of a chair being incapacitated, or in this case removed, you don't have to have a pro tem chair if you don't want to. But as it relates to the two officers who would be removed, you could then elect, as we did last year, pro tem officers.
Dwayne.
You have a 30-day notice.
You're not speaking to the issue. The issue is whether this should go in the agenda or not.
Thank you.
Okay. What you wanted to state that whether or not it was appropriate, and I'm arguing that it is, it comports with our bylaws.
That's not the issue.
And our bylaws allows it.
That's not what we're discussing now. We're discussing whether this item should go on the agenda and where, and if it does, where on the agenda.
Okay, Mr. Chair, then why are we spending all this time for that fact
Jan Goodman, call the question.
I mean, it should be on the agenda. That shouldn't even be an argument.
I think Chris wanted to speak. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I just wanted to state that, you know, I didn't intend this to usurp voting privileges. And if there were errors in the wording of the motion, then you can offer amendments. I have no real objection to that. This isn't intended to be a catch-all, and it's a very unusual procedure, and I did the best I could drafting this motion, but I am willing to entertain amendments to it just like any other motion that's offered to the body. Thank you.
All right.
Jan Goodman, move to call the question.
Hold on. Anybody else want to speak on this? Okay. Madam Secretary, take the roll on this, whether we should add it to the agenda. Ralph, did you want to speak? Did I hear you?
I was going to say, we're voting on whether we're going to have this on the agenda. Is that true?
We're voting on whether we're going to have a motion to replace the chair and vice chair on the agenda and replace them with...
I got you.
Okay.
Wait a minute. But this vote just to move it onto the agenda after the minutes are read.
Okay. Grace, can you please take the roll?
I heard that.
Okay.
Yeah, this is to remove the chair and the secretary.
I meant secretary.
Place this to place this on the agenda, to remove and replace the chair and the secretary, and whether it should be placed on the agenda. Grace Aaron votes no. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Okay. Chris Corey?
Yes.
All right. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Pass.
Okay. Lyndon Foley?
Yes.
All right. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Okay. Heather Gray?
No.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
All right. Wally James?
Yes.
Okay. Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
Okay. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Okay. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Okay. Sandra Rollin?
Yes.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Okay. Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Okay. James Sagerton?
No.
All right. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Okay. Alex, Aki Tanaka?
Yes.
Okay. Polina Vasiliev?
Yes.
All right. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Okay, so I'll count this up. We have one, two,
I'm abstaining.
Okay. All right, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 yeses. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 noes and 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'll vote no.
Okay, so the final vote is 15 yes, 6 noes, 1 abstention. The motion to place this on the agenda passes.
Okay.
Could somebody please email the motion to me?
Grace, I've emailed it twice. I'll email it directly to you. Maybe the PMB serve isn't working well.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized for a moment? No?
Excuse me?
May I be recognized?
Concerning the agenda?
No. I want to ask everybody to mute themselves when they're not speaking. That's *6 on your phone to mute and then unmute. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, can we continue with agenda approval?
Yes. Are there any further items that anybody wishes to discuss on this agenda? Okay. do we have a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Paulina, so moved.
Okay. Are there any objections to approving the agenda as amended? Okay, the agenda as amended is approved. Okay, so I still haven't received that motion though.
I've received it.
I've received it.
We have minutes approval first anyway. We could bridge that topic and then circle back.
Okay. Okay, we have approved, we have minutes from the June 11th open session meeting. Does anybody have any corrections to that? Okay. Those minutes are approved. Let's move on to the next item on the agenda, which I still don't have. Let's wait till we get that motion.
Lyndon for the floor.
Okay.
I just want to say I received it. I received it 20 minutes ago.
Okay. I just see it now. Okay. And I don't know, did this item have any time associated with it?
20 minutes, please.
20 minutes. I think I'd have to ask the body if they wish to provide 20 minutes for this item because it's not actually in the motion.
So moved.
Okay.
Seconded by Robin.
Moved by Jan.
Are there any objections to allowing 20 minutes to discuss this motion? Okay. So there's no objection, so let's give it 20 minutes. Okay. Mr. Corey, you made the motion. Go ahead and read it.
All right. Once again, I read it earlier. Hopefully everybody has it by now. If you don't, speak up and let me know and I'll send it to you directly. Whereas the chair and secretary of Pacifica have an obligation to coordinate board activities and, entertain all points of view without favor. And whereas there have been continuous accusations that the chair and secretary have failed to breach board divisions, even going so far as to state that they are unwilling to speak to certain members of this board. And whereas the perspectives of board minorities are rarely entertained and never given serious consideration by the current chair and secretary. And whereas the basic trust of all directors is needed for proper board function. And whereas the officers of Pacifica have failed to win the trust of the directors of Pacifica, be it resolved that the chair and secretary of Pacifica be heretofore removed and replaced by Lawrence Reyes and Darlene Pagano.
Jan Goodman, I have a motion to amend.
Hold on, I'm taking a stack.
Okay.
Jan Goodman. Stack.
Jan Goodman.
Okay, Jan, who else?
John Tatum.
John, did you want to speak us to the validity of the motion or what?
Yes, sir. Okay. Mr. Chair, according to the bylaws, that motion will have to be split. I think you alluded to it earlier that you cannot do two motions together like that, and the reason is because you have to have a vacancy first before you can fill it, according to your bylaws.
Yeah, Lawrence to the stack.
Yeah, that is correct. Okay, I heard Jan, then I heard Lawrence.
Chris Corey has a question for Mr. Tatum.
Go ahead, Chris. What is your question?
Okay. I'm just wondering if we could also amend the motion in such a way as to separate out the consideration of the replacements. Is that in fact exactly what you're suggesting we do?
If I may speak, Mr. Chair,
sure.
I'm suggesting that this is two separate motions, because you have to have a vacancy first before you can fill a vacancy, and it's not determined that you have a vacancy.
That's absolutely true.
Thank you, Mr. Tatum.
Jan Goodman, I'd like to make a motion to separate, to amend this motion.
What is your motion, Jan?
So my motion is to divide this into three motions, and only for time's sake. Otherwise, I would divide it. I'll divide it into four motions just to make it absolutely clear. But with this, with 4 minutes to discuss each, and that is a motion to remove the chair, a motion to remove the secretary, a motion to replace the chair pro tem with Lawrence Reyes, and a motion to replace the secretary pro tem with Darlene Pagano. And incidentally, I think that it was kind of roughly discussed, but that the vice chair needs to chair this whole discussion. I don't think that we need to make a motion on this.
I reject that last statement. I'm perfectly capable of chairing this meeting until such time as I am deposed as your chair, in which case
I challenge the ruling of the chair right now on that. The ruling of the chair is that he should.
I'm not making a ruling. You're trying to circumvent Parliament.
No, you made a ruling. You just said it was out of order.
Unmake me the chair because you wish to do that.
That can only happen
through a vote of the members.
Okay, so while I'm amending that motion,
we'll continue.
I will make the first part of the motion a motion to have the vice chair all of the discussion about the removals and the replacements.
That's not
part of this motion at all.
Well, it is, because it's part of the discussion. Mr. Tatum, how do you think it's appropriate to deal with this issue of the chair presiding over a discussion about his removal?
Mr. Chair, may I speak?
Sure.
Okay. I think this... The idea here is getting farther and farther apart, because what has been voted on is what Chris has put there, and it's perfectly okay to divide the question. However, I would not divide it as the way that you were dividing it, because that takes for a longer meeting. A shorter meeting would probably divide the question into two parts.
Okay, I'll divide it into two parts. I'll take that advice. So why don't we just, I will make the motion to divide the question into two parts. The first part would be to remove the chair and the secretary, and the second part would be to replace the chair and secretary pro tem with Lawrence Reyes pro tem and Darlene Pagano pro tem until such time as the body votes to replace them per the bylaws.
Okay. If you're dividing the motion, then you cannot add new language.
So I won't add that language. That somebody else can do that.
You just want to divide the motion. So you have to explain where you want to divide the motion. What is part one of the motion? And what is part two of the motion?
Okay. So I think that what I need to do is, if that is an acceptable motion, I need to, it's not going to be like cut it in half, because I'm going to have to add new additional wording, and so I will take that.
If in a motion to divide, am I right or not? Are you allowed to insert new language into the motion if you just have a motion to divide?
You know what? I think I can do it in such a way that it's pretty kind of straightforward, I'll do that.
Yeah,
you can have some other people discuss it while I just do this little part, okay?
Well, we have a motion to divide on the table, and I need to know what the motion to divide is.
Okay,
this is Lawrence. May I be recognized?
Do you have a suggestion as to what the motion to divide should be?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's hear it.
I have a motion to strike the last paragraph, which says, be it resolved that the chair and secretary of Pacifica be therefore removed and replaced by Lawrence Ray as chair and Arlene Pagano as secretary. So I move to strike that last paragraph, and that will no longer be a part of the motion.
Okay, well, that's an amendment. It's not
okay,
really.
Okay, so I have the place to do it. Mr. Chair, Jan Goodman.
Hold on. We're still dealing with a motion to divide, sorry.
I know, so I know how to divide it without making a lot of changes. And so the first part of the motion is exactly the same as it is, be it resolved that the chair and secretary of Pacifica heretofore removed, I would make it hereby, but I don't know what heretofore means. And then the second part of it, is that offer for consideration Lawrence Reyes as pro tem chair and Darlene Pagano as pro tem secretary. And then I would add, to act as pro tem officers until such time as new officers are elected, comma, per the bylaws of Pacifica. Okay, and I will send that to everyone. So we have two motions, and simply divide it. Okay.
Can you send that out?
I'm about to do it right now. Okay. I did motion Ray removal of chair. Okay. All right, it's on its way. Hmm. Okay, so anybody get it yet?
I have it.
Yay.
Yeah.
So I just read it and then we can discuss it while people are getting it? Or shall I read it again?
We need a second for the motion.
Chris Corey seconds.
Okay, why don't I read it while everybody's getting
it? Go ahead, read it.
Okay, whereas the chair and secretary of Pacifica have an obligation to coordinate board activities. Do you want me to read it all the way through? It's just the same as...
Yes, read it all the way through.
To coordinate board activities and to entertain all points of view without favor. And whereas there have been continuous accusations that the chair and secretary have failed to breach board divisions, even going so far as to state that they are unwilling to speak to certain members of this board. And whereas the perspectives of the board minority, board minorities are rarely entertained, and never given serious consideration by the current chair and secretary. And whereas the basic trust of all directors is needed for proper board function, and whereas the officers of Pacifica have failed to win the trust of the directors of Pacifica, be it resolved that the chair and secretary of Pacifica be heretofore removed. That's one. Then the second part, the divided part, is offer for consideration Lawrence Reyes as pro tem chair and Darlene Pagano as pro tem secretary to act as pro tem officers until such time as new officers are elected per the bylaws of Pacifica. And I somehow ended up sending board minority are rarely entertained, and I would like to change that. I'll resend it out right now saying minorities.
Okay, I'm going to speak to this motion. First of all, it's making allegations against individuals that have no backing. You're claiming that myself and the secretary refuse to speak to certain board members. That is simply false. I have never made any such statement, and I have never been unwilling to speak to anybody on this board. The statement about not entertaining the views of board minorities, I'm not sure even understand what that means. Everyone who comes before the board and presents a point of view gets their point of view stated and debated. I should also point out that a number of the people backing this motion were the same people who were responsible for the WBAI coup, the referendum that wanted to destroy our bylaws. We have someone who was formerly the vice chair of the national board who ruled that five members of WBI were not allowed to speak at a meeting. We have people who supported the illegal takeover of WBI by John Verniel. So the way I look at it, this is the third coup we are seeing in about, well, since last September, third, maybe fourth coup. You will destroy Pacifica. You will split this board like it's never been split. I have been actually reaching out. I have been trying to speak to individual members of this board. I do consider some members of this board to be really following a fifth column agenda. They are not interested in what's best for Pacifica. They have an agenda that's based on breaking off KPFA from the rest of the network selling WBAI to finance their scheme. This is well documented. It's been out there for years, and you cannot deny it. And we have another board member here who was telling us how she opposed.
Does the chair get to use unlimited time?
With the referendum?
Point of order. Point of order.
Who's the timekeeper?
The chair is out of order on this. This is about placing this on the agenda. This isn't up for debate. He isn't allowed to debate. He isn't allowed to defend himself. He's calling people out. He called me out. And I get to defend myself. You are lying right now. You are a liar.
Please mute Sabrina.
Point of order. This motion,
I want to finish my statement.
Is on the floor.
You should not be allowed to speak. You should not have the floor. We should go to a vote right now to vote this man out.
Shut up, Sabrina.
These people.
No, you shut up.
John Verniel.
Sabrina is now doing the same thing.
Directors who are responsible for the coup at WBAI. They want to break off KPFA from the rest of the network. That's always been their agenda, and I have no doubt that is continuing to be their agenda. And these are specious charges. You just don't like the fact that we have a coalition on this board that's determined to keep Pacifica together.
Lawrence to the stack.
Chris Corey to the stack.
Is no coalition. He's a liar.
And Grace Aaron for the staff. Grace for the staff.
Lawrence to the stack. I had called it before Grace and everybody else.
Alex, you're muted.
Oh, okay. I was inadvertently muted. Sorry. Okay. Lawrence claims he was first, so I'll put him on next.
Thank you.
And then Chris, then Sabrina, then Grace. Okay.
Thank you. First of all, to insert the fifth column, which was a Nazi column, inappropriate. And for you to say that we are like a fifth column, Chair, is the reason why you should step down. You should have the graciousness to step down. I mean, that kind of incendiary language is becoming of a chair. And I believe that your lack of decorum and your lack of reaching out after you insulted me, you didn't even have the proclivity of reaching out to me and having a conversation with me. So and you have insulted other members here, and for you to compare this board of directors who are all of us are a group of progressives. And for you to compare the fifth column, which was a Nazi column in World War II, is very unbecoming of you. And I don't know if you knew my knowledge of history, but I'm pretty knowledgeable about the fascism that happened in Germany and what they did to the Jewish people. So for you to call us Nazis, essentially, is completely out of order, Chair.
Okay, I did not call anyone a Nazi, and you don't know what the fifth column was.
No, you called it the fifth column, Chair.
The fifth column refers to the
90 seconds.
It has nothing to do with the Nazis.
Wait, because somebody was speaking over the chair when he was describing what the fifth column was. Nancy, request for information. Could the chair repeat him?
If you want the historical reference, it had to do with the with the Spanish Civil War, the fifth column were the Francoist forces who were already coming up into Madrid. It's nothing to do with the Nazis, although I suppose
Sir? They were fighting the fascists.
That's not the issue. The issue is the fifth columnists are people who have a different loyalty than the one they claim to have.
That's an issue.
An unstated hidden agenda. That's what a fifth columnist is.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
What is your point of order?
The point of order is this is a motion to divide, I believe, or an amendment or it's something.
It's an amendment. It's not a motion to divide.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the amendment on the floor, it passed. It was seconded, and it was passed.
No, it didn't pass. We didn't vote on it.
But we put it on the agenda.
We're on the agenda.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, there's no motion to divide on the floor. It's just an amendment.
It's just an amendment to the original motion.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I think I heard Chris.
Yes. So, first of all, just to clarify, I believe that the motion was either amended or divided, however you want to view it. And two motions were presented, and I believe that both of those were put on the agenda. Is that correct? Are we not discussing the motions at this juncture? Just a procedural question before go on.
There is one motion that's been amended. There are not two motions.
Okay, so we're discussing the first motion. Is that correct?
We're discussing the amendment to the motion.
The amendment to the first motion.
Correct.
Okay, well, since I was put into a position of having to defend myself, I suppose, I think that I'll just say that I've dissected these claims many, many times about what my actual position is in the organization, who I associate with, and why I have those associations. And I don't see any need to do so now, because the question really is who is best to lead this organization. And I'm deeply concerned that the division that was expressed by Alex himself is even worse than I had imagined, and therefore motivates me even further to think that he needs to be replaced. And I understand that you feel cooed out of this, Alex. I really do. But I did actually reach out to you through Nancy Sorden, and you rejected that. And I don't know if you remember it, but it did happen. And it was last year, and I just gave up kind of after that, because you claimed then, and I'm going to repeat it now, that under no circumstances would you talk to me. And that's where that came from. So you can deny it if you like, but I can recall it with infinite clarity, because it affected me very deeply and made me feel like an outcast. And I feel that I have been an outcast ever since then. And I think you really need to look inside yourself about that. It has nothing to do with me at this juncture, in my opinion. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to speak.
Point of personal privilege. You're quoting something completely out of context. My memory of it was that there was a particular discussion that was going on about mediation, and I was asked if I wanted to speak to you, and I said no. That didn't mean I never wanted to speak to you or anything like that. It simply meant that I did not wish to speak to you about that issue at that time, because I did not think it was productive at that point.
You still don't think it's productive, but thank you for clarifying that.
Right. Well, thank you for interjecting that comment. I have not ever refused to speak to you if you tried to call me or send me an email or anything else. So. Okay, Sabrina.
Come on, Sabrina.
Sabrina, you're on the stack. Your turn.
Okay, am I unmuted or muted? Can anybody hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay. Well, this is a heated discussion. I think folks just need to accept the fact that this board doesn't want them in charge anymore, and they need to move on. So you can lie and you can act like, you know, it's some ugly situation, some coup against you, some coup against the network, whatever. But the facts are there. The facts were there back in October. The facts are there right now. We need to take heed to them and move on.
That's right. The facts were there in October. You were in the middle.
Point of order.
Point of order big time, because it's like, this is not, I mean, this is not a back and forth. Why do you keep going back and forth?
Because you accuse
you keep abusing. No, nobody's accused. I can't even get the floor to accuse you of anything. You keep taking advantage of your privilege as the chair.
You said we were lying. I am using my privilege.
Yeah, you're abusing your privilege. You're abusing your privilege right now. I had the floor.
Privilege.
You gave me the floor.
I did, but you accused me.
And that's the problem. That's why nobody wants you to be chair anymore.
Are you finished, Ms. Jacobs? Okay, Grace, you're next.
Yes. We're all human beings. Alex has flaws. I have flaws. There's nobody on this board who is flaw-free. I would ask all of you to look at the progress we've made while surmounting formidable obstacles. All you have to do is look at the minutes and see how much has been accomplished by this board. Alex is very straightforward, he is not without flaw, but he knows Robert's Rules of Order pretty well, and he moves the meetings forward, and we've gotten a huge amount done. The PNB has been functioning well. The other thing is, there are no instances where I have refused to talk to anyone unless I've just been incapable of it because of personal situations. Alex works full time. And he also has a lot of duties regarding his local station board. I'm the secretary. I've been doing a lot of work, and I have had more family issues recently. But I have never refused to talk to anybody. If you can find an email where I refused to respond.
90 seconds.
I would like to find it. These are false accusations. I think I've done a good job as secretary. All in all, I think Alex has done an excellent job as chair. I understand what's happening. Yeah, you can remove us. That's fine. But I'd like to say that I think that this is unfair. And I just don't think it's the right direction for this board. Also, to not reach out to us individually and let us know what was going to happen tonight, I don't think is really good. I mean, if it had beefs with us, it would have been proper to at least try to reach out to us or either one of us individually. We had no inkling that this was going to come out tonight. That's come up tonight after all of our work.
Lawrence, to the stack, please.
I think you've already spoken, Lawrence. Do we have somebody else?
Well, you're speaking uncontrollably, Chair. Be on the stack, and you need to grant that unless somebody else who hasn't spoken wants to speak.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra.
Sandra, go ahead.
I would like to call the question on the amended motion, please. Thank you.
To call the question. I think Mr. Tatum calling the question, that's not an automatic thing. That requires a 2/3 vote, doesn't it?
The highest order.
That is correct.
Okay, so you wish to end, you wish to end discussion and vote immediately. Okay, are there any objections to calling the question?
Yes.
Ralph here for the snack.
Okay, so we have some.
I have been listening No, I just said I would like to speak on the issue. Okay. I have not spoken, and I says I would like to speak on the issue.
I understand.
Am I recognized?
No, you do not wish to call the question. I will recognize you once we get past this parliamentary point.
Think before the question, I think people who call the question should hear what I have to say.
It's okay with me.
Parliamentarian.
If it's okay with the maker of that motion. Is that all right, Ms. Rawlings?
Sure, Ralph. Please go ahead.
Okay, go ahead, Ralph.
Listen, yes, thank you. I've been listening for a long time as to what's happening at Pacifica. My involvement is to improve Pacifica because I see that it's going down the drain, not due to real issues, but issues that I do not quite understand, personal issues, and I really don't care about them, but I see there are issues that are being raised that are not being raised for the improvement of Pacifica. I hear things that are stated that are true and obvious that do not relate to the issue of replacing Mr. Steinberg as chair. And it saddens me because I had said, you know, this is a lot of my time and I'm doing other things. We talk about we report, and I do action. I do improvements. I like to be the actor and then have other people report on it. But because the reporting is so bad, I involve myself in the reporting. I say all of that to say this. Many things have been pointed out that are true on both sides, and I see there are sides here. But if you go ahead with this without recognizing that you're about to destroy Pacifica, I don't want to be a bystander. And I say no. When I first heard this, I says, good idea to have just a rotation. It's always proper to have a rotation of leadership rotation in order to have clarity, in order to have openness.
That's 90 seconds.
But as I listen to what's happening, we're gone beyond that. This is another coup. And I think it's wrong. And I think all of the people who agree to this change, your reason for changing is incorrect. Let us proceed as we have been, and let us think strongly about what we are going to do. I heard those 18 votes of yes, and I was one of them. But mine was for the reason of having an open relationship with everybody on the board, and rotation is proper management. But as I listen, this isn't about rotation. This is about other issues, maybe issues of the past, and maybe the issues are true. But damn it, if you do this, it's going to help destroy Pacifica. And so I'm going to vote no at this moment at replacing the chair and secretary, for my reasons that I have just given. Let us not do this stupidity. I know something is going on, and I haven't heard about it. So let us proceed. Let us proceed. Let us think strongly. Let us give it a couple of weeks, and then come back and make a decision based on saving Pacifica. And rather than, I'm mad at you. That's kids' play, and this is child's play. This is too serious an issue to do it in this manner. thank you for giving me the moment to speak.
Ralph, are you, do you wish to turn that into a motion to postpone consideration of this motion?
That would be a good idea. A motion to postpone. I would like to speak.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. My request to call the question was still on the floor. I agreed to let Mr. Poynter make his statements, but my calling the question is still on the floor.
Yeah, but we now have a motion to postpone. Let me ask the parliamentarian, does the motion to postpone take precedence over the motion to call the question? I'm not sure about that one.
Okay, first of all, I did not hear anyone second motion to call the question. I did hear the chair say that it takes a two-thirds vote. And I did hear something improper, and that was to ask a person, would she mind giving the floor up one more time so a person could speak? So the motion to call the previous question is a moot point now because someone spoke. So my final say is that the motion to call the question is higher than the motion to postpone. So if no one calls the question, the motion to postpone is in order. If someone is recognized, I must say that, if someone is recognized to reinstitute the motion to call the previous question, it would outweigh the motion to postpone.
Okay, so we have a motion to postpone on the table. It's been seconded. Ralph, would that be, just to clarify, that would be postponed until the next meeting?
Chair, I believe parliamentarian.
I would like to address the question of postponing.
I'm asking Ralph to clarify that.
Want to clarify that by just saying, I make the motion to postpone this issue to the next meeting.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, Parliamentary Court, Lawrence.
Lawrence, you have a question for the parliamentarian?
Yes, I do. Okay. Mr. Parliamentarian, didn't you just say that the motion to call the question has a higher authority than the motion to postpone?
I did say that, and I also said that the motion to call the question was not seconded.
Well, I think Sabrina seconded. Somebody seconded.
Oh, I didn't hear the second on that. And the point is mute, though, because somebody was recognized to speak again, and so the previous question is a moot point now, and the person that was allowed to speak made the motion to postpone. Now, it is true, Lawrence, that the motion to call the previous question is higher than the motion to postpone. So at this point, the previous question would have to be called on the motion to postpone.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. I believe I reiterated the calling of the question after Mr. Poynter spoke and before you suggested to him that he wanted to postpone.
You were not recognized, Sandra.
I would like the opportunity to address Mr. Poynter's question, Mr. Poynter's issues. Jan Goodman.
That's motion to postpone.
Thank you.
They are debatable, right, Mr. Tatum?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Ms. Goodman.
Yes. I think that there's obviously people feel very strongly about maybe most issues relating to Pacifica. However, the event that just took place last week, with in which Mr. Reyes was there was an attempt to intimidate Mr. Reyes was just an example.
Excuse me. Point.
Wait a minute.
Point of privilege.
There was
no attempt to intimidate Mr. Reyes.
Maybe this is why I requested that we have the vice chair this portion of the meeting, because every time anyone speaks, you take the prerogative of the chair to speak, to interrupt, and so forth.
If you are speaking to someone's character instead of the issues, and furthermore, if you are...
I will speak.
90 seconds.
Lawrence, to the stack, please.
Okay. Jan Goodman, I would like to be on the stack to actually request that the vice chair take over the responsibility of the chair while we're in this discussion. And I make that as a formal motion.
We're on a motion to postpone.
I understand that. I challenge the ruling of the chair because I've tried to make this motion various places, and we just get deeper and deeper into it. So I would like to make this motion. I understand that you disagree with it. I would like to challenge the ruling of the chair because I think it's imperative that the vice chair take over.
Mr. Tatum, is this allowed during a debate of a motion to postpone?
Only after the pending business has been completed. In other words, the chair can take over, a temporary chair could take over after you have disposed of the items that are on the floor right now. And okay. The items on the floor right now, one item, I believe, is to postpone till the next meeting. That's the only, now once that has been resolved, then Jan's motion would be in order.
Okay. Does anybody else wish to speak on the motion that's on the floor?
Mr. Chair, this is Paulina. Paulina, I call for the orders of the day.
No, the orders of the day are to discuss this motion. That's the orders of the day.
Chair, Lawrence to the stack.
Nancy, go ahead.
I'll yield to Nancy because she hasn't spoken, and then I could go after her, Chair.